Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Joel with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. With our Queensland election drawing close, some of our local voters feel like they have been forgotten. Recent graduate 21-year-old Cody has to financially support his mother after she lost her job in 2020 due to physical and mental health problems. Cody says people like us don't have any spending left to cut, and if we did, it would be on medicines or food. His experience is vastly similar to thousands of other Queenslanders across the state, as more than 1,000 Queensland households have been found spending more money on housing costs, energy bills, and food. The Miles government announced $1.25 billion in funding towards social housing plans, with a target of building 53,500 social homes by 2048 if elected.
A new $5 billion plan has been revealed for Brisbane International Airport, which will include a new terminal, upgraded security, and a more efficient bagging system. Brisbane Airport Corporation, BAC, Chief Executive Gert Jan de Graaf said upgrades would bring Queensland in line with other major international terminals, such as Los Angeles. While there is expected to be some delays, Mr. de Graaf stated that they will do everything to minimise it. The construction is expected to be completed in 2027 and be up and operating for the 2032 Olympics.
The New South Wales government has announced their recent investment of $38 million to establish domestic violence prevalent programs across the state. They have set out a strategy to incorporate domestic violence education initiatives in schools, workplaces, and community groups. The New South Wales Labor government has consulted with many relevant organisations to enforce this initiative, including Domestic Violence, New South Wales, Aboriginal stakeholders, and Our Watch. New South Wales Premier Chris Minnis says that this framework will be the foundation of our efforts to not just respond to violence once it has occurred, but to stop this before it starts.
The Australian peak body for unions has slammed the coalition today for its recently announced proposed amendments to the Commonwealth Paid Parental Leave Scheme. The Federal Liberal National Coalition says that it plans to scrap superannuation from the scheme if it is granted power at the next election. Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill says it is unacceptable that women on average retire with 25% less in superannuation than men, and that denying super on paid parental leave would only widen that gap.
A new agreement passed by the Australian government called the Philippi Union, which gives residents of the Tuvalu permission and the means to move to migrate to Australia. The Tuvaluan people are at great risk of the effects of climate change, being situated only 2 metres above sea level in many areas. 280 people from the country will be chosen yearly to permanently relocate to Australia and will be assisted in finding housing and settling their families.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.